UN says it's preparing for the worst as Turkish forces prepare to invade northeast Syria. American troops who'd been fighting the remnants of ISIS have already begun withdrawing from the border zone. The Turkish military says the invasion may lead to a breakout from the Al Hol refugee camp, where Australian family members of Islamic State fighters are being held. Here's Middle East correspondent Adam Harvey.
After declaring that US troops wouldn't interfere with a Turkish invasion of Syria, President Donald Trump succinctly explained himself. He wrote on Twitter, "It is time to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars, many of them tribal, and bring our soldiers home." The presence of fewer than 2,000 US troops in northern Syria had been all that was stopping Turkey from crossing the border to take on its age-old enemy, the Kurds. In the border city of Qamishli, locals now fear they'll share the same fate as the residents of Afrin, which was invaded by Turkey in 2018. Hundreds of civilians were killed and an estimated 300,000 Kurds were displaced. The Turkish invasion of eastern Syria will create a chaos, and the scenario of Afrin will be repeated, Ziyor Haj Yusuf told the ABC. "It's not like the Turkish army claims that the region will become peaceful. We fear kidnappings and murders." Qamishli salesman Yasin Osma said Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was invading only to distract from his own unpopularity at home. Erdogan suffers from problems in his party and tries to transport his domestic crises to other countries, and he wants to make a demographic change in the region and attack the indigenous people of the area, especially the Kurds. Turkey says it wants to create a safe zone on the border. The UN's Panos Mumtsis says it could be anything but safe for the Kurds.
"We don't know what's going to happen. We are preparing for the worst because, indeed, from experience, this could result to a displacement of people, keeping in mind Srebrenica and what had happened in the past."
The Kurds in Syria have led the fight against the Islamic State group and have been working with the US to battle its remnants. It holds about 2,000 fighters captured on the battlefield, including at least 8 Australians. Mr. Trump says Turkey would now be responsible for holding the fighters, implying that the Kurds would hand them over. The spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces, Mustafa Bali, told the ABC that was not going to happen. "There will be no transfer of any detainee from Syria to Turkey. The IS detainees are jihadists that came through Turkey and with the help of Turkey to attack our people and northern Syria. The real threat would be to transfer these detainees to Turkey." About 70,000 IS family members, including around 60 Australians, are held at the Al Hol refugee camp, which is about a 3-hour drive from the Turkish border. Mustafa Bali said the SDF won't be able to protect the camp from IS fighters in case of a Turkish invasion. Australia's Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, said any repatriation of those women and children would only go ahead if it was safe for Australian officials to go in and get them. Overnight, this part of the world just got a lot less safe. This is Adam Harvey in Beirut for AM.